Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. This morning, Israel experiences clear skies with pleasant temperatures. In Jerusalem, the sun is shining brightly, making it a perfect day to be outside. Tel Aviv also enjoys mild weather, ideal for a morning stroll along the coast. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from Ynet, Iran is preparing for a wider war as Mojtaba Khamenei hardens strategy during U.S. talks. Also, earlier this hour from the Jerusalem Post, U.S. pressure ramps up as Jared Kushner and Nikolai Mladenov are set to meet with Prime Minister Netanyahu to advance Trump's Gaza plan. Also this hour, the Times of Israel reports that Kushner met with the Hamas chief in Egypt earlier today to push for Gaza disarmament while the IDF continues its strikes. Separately, Israel Hayom Hebrew reveals how Iran exploited the Versailles Agreement to prepare for regional conflict in earlier reporting. And finally, I24 News notes that President Trump praised the Mecca agreement between Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Pakistan as a significant step forward. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East 24 reports just minutes ago that Iran's parliament has approved a bill criminalizing interviews with U.S. or Israeli media, though it still requires Guardian Council review. From X, the latest. The Times of Israel's Vered Gutman highlights a New York Magazine story about identity in the Middle Eastern dining scene, pointing out its omissions regarding Israel. I24 News English reports that Latinar Kahl, Maurice Hirsch, emphasized the IDF's responsibility to eliminate violent elements in the West Bank, noting their ongoing efforts to address settler violence. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with Iran. Ynet reports that Tehran has used a 60-day negotiation window to rebuild its missile forces and empower its Revolutionary Guard Corps. This move aligns with its strategy to prepare allied militias for potential conflict. The Wall Street Journal suggests this could escalate tensions in the region, affecting diplomatic efforts. Turning to the U.S. diplomatic push, the Jerusalem Post notes that Jared Kushner and Nikolai Mladenov are meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu to accelerate Trump's Gaza plan. This comes as part of a broader strategy to stabilize the region and advance peace talks. The outcome could significantly impact the geopolitical dynamics in the Middle East. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel details Kushner's meeting with the Hamas chief in Egypt. The talks aim to progress towards Gaza disarmament, contingent on public commitments from Netanyahu. Egyptian, Turkish, and Qatari mediators are involved, highlighting the international dimension of these negotiations. Civilians in Gaza could see changes in security and governance as a result. In earlier reporting, Israel Hayom Hebrew exposes how Iran exploited the Versailles Agreement. Intelligence suggests Tehran took advantage of diplomatic opportunities to bolster its regional conflict preparations. This underscores the complexity of Middle Eastern diplomacy, with implications for global security. And finally, the Mecca Agreement between Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Pakistan has drawn praise from President Trump. I24 News reports that Trump views this cooperation as a pivotal moment for Middle Eastern unity. It represents a potential shift towards collaborative problem-solving in the region, influencing future peace efforts. Turning to business and markets. First, Mativ Business reports that the back-to-school equipment market in Israel is expected to grow to 421 million shekels this year. Retailers are launching discount promotions, signaling a robust economic activity in the education sector. Separately, CTEC reviews a book offering a guide to innovative pricing models. Erez Agman, CEO of Vayu, shares insights on how smart companies can design products around price, prompting businesses to rethink traditional strategies. And finally, Ynet Business reveals that the U.S. plans to impose tariffs of up to 10% on drone imports, including from allies. This move aims to protect national security and could impact Israel's technology exports, given its role in the drone industry. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.